With SRN News, I'm Keith Peters reporting. President Biden reportedly has decided on a response to the deaths of three Americans from an Iranian-backed drone attack. In a Salem Radio Network interview, retired Navy Admiral James Stafridis recommends that President Biden order a robust U.S. military response against Iran and its proxies.
He should significantly increase the level of strikes against Iranian assets, but I'm not quite there on strikes inside Iran.
President Biden has spoken with the families of the service members and will attend the dignified transfer of their remains at Dover Air Force Base in Delaware with the blessings of the families. The House Homeland Security Committee has voted 18-14 along party lines to send articles of impeachment against Homeland Security Secretary Alejandro Mayorkas to the full House. At issue is Mayorkas's handling of the wide-open southern border. Chairman Mark Green says Mayorkas has been a disaster as Homeland Security Secretary.
He has willfully and systematically refused to comply with the laws passed by Congress and breached the trust of Congress and the American people. The results have been catastrophic and have endangered the lives and livelihoods of all Americans.
While ranking Democrat member Benny Thompson says this is a sham impeachment.
In a process akin to throwing spaghetti at the wall and seeing what sticks, Republicans have cooked up vague, unprecedented grounds to impeach Secretary Mayorkas.
Mayorkas has been working with the Senate on border security legislation and is urging the House to focus on updating the nation's broken and outdated immigration laws. On Wall Street, the Dow up by 133 points, the Nasdaq dropped 118, the S&P 500 lower by 3. This is SRN News. A religious freedom battle is joined in Hawaii.
Child Evangelism Fellowship is suing, claiming that state education officials are preventing schools in four districts from hosting Good News Clubs. Those clubs, which rent public school classrooms for after-school activities, are operating in most other states and have been approved by the courts. The suit says, quote, Hawaii's policies of unequal access, pretextual denials, and hostility to CEF's religious message violate the Constitution. Michael Harrington, SRN News.
Muslim terrorists are being blamed for the murder of at least 50 Christian villagers over 2 days in Nigeria's north-central plateau state. The attacks prompted a 24-hour curfew and calls for authorities to take action against the two major terrorist organizations operating inside the country. Amnesty International's Nigeria office says the problem is much larger than the government is willing to admit. This is SRN News. Members of a musical band that has been critical of Moscow's war in Ukraine remain detained in Thailand, fearful that they could be deported to Russia, as a reported plan to let them fly to safety in Israel was apparently suspended.
The progressive rock band BI2 say on Facebook it had information that intervention from Russian diplomats caused the plan to be scuttled, even though tickets had already been purchased for their flight. The group participants remained detained at the immigration center in a shared cell with 80 people, the Post added. The seven band members were arrested last Thursday after playing a concert on the southern resort island of Phuket, reportedly for not having proper working papers. Phuket's a popular destination for Russian expats and tourists. After paying a fine, the band members were sent to the Immigration Detention Center in Bangkok. I'm Charles de Ledesma.
More details at srnnews.com. I'm Keith Peters.